AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. A 5-year-old boy detained at an ICE facility has been released. AP correspondent Donna Warder has more.
5-year-old Liam Conejo Ramos and his father have been released from an ICE facility in Texas following a judge's order. The boy and his father were detained by immigration officers in a Minnesota suburb January 20th and were transferred to the Texas facility in Dilley. Texas Representative Joaquin Castro says the two have now returned to their state. Images of the boy wearing a blue bunny hat and Spider-Man backpack, surrounded by immigration officers, drew outrage about the Trump administration's crackdown in Minneapolis. And neighbors and school officials accused federal immigration officers of using the child as bait, telling him to knock on the door of his house so that his mother would answer. The Department of Homeland Security has called the accusation an abject lie. Representative Castro wrote a letter to Liam telling him that he has moved the world. I'm Donna Warder.
Iran says it's summoned all of the European Union ambassadors and the Islamic Republic to protest the EU's listing of the paramilitary Revolutionary Guard as a terror group. The move comes as Iran faces the threat of U.S. military action in response to the killing of peaceful demonstrators and over possible mass executions. Speaking to reporters yesterday, President Trump responded to Iran's supreme leader, who warned that any attack by the U.S. would spark a regional war in the Mideast.
Sir, on Iran, the supreme leader today said that U.S. attack could spark a regional war. Do you have any response to that?
Why wouldn't he say that? Of course he's going to say that, but we have the biggest, most powerful ships in the world over there, very close. Couple of days, and hopefully we'll make a deal. If we don't make a deal, then we'll find out whether or not he was right.
This is AP News. No real ID yet? You can still fly, but it may cost $45 without another form of accepted ID.
Air travelers in the U.S. without a real ID or another acceptable form of identification, like a passport, are subject to a new fee starting Sunday. The $45 charge is not a penalty or a fine, but payment for non-compliant travelers to use the TSA's new alternate identity verification option called Confirm ID. The process can take up to 30 minutes and does not guarantee travelers will make their flight if their identity cannot be verified. DHS says most U.S. travelers are already compliant and the fee is meant to encourage the rest. Obtaining the ID means taking more documents to the Motor Vehicle Agency than most states require for regular IDs. I'm Julie Walker.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.